The cultural highlights for our region this weekend include folk rock, chamber music, jazz, theater, Latin music, plus a whole lot more. Legendary folk singer Tom Rush performs in downtown Pittsfield on Saturday afternoon with two shows outside under the tent at the Colonial Theater parking lot at 3 and 5:30 p.m. While Rush himself is a songwriter, best known tune is No Regrets, he's probably even better known for popularizing works by Joni Mitchell, Jackson Browne, and James Taylor, giving each of them a leg up early in their careers. Make it a weekend of folk rock and catch singer-songwriter Mark Arelli performing at the Egremont Barn in South Egremont, Mass. Tonight at 8 p.m. Barrington Stage Company of Pittsfield presents a streamed virtual reading of Get Your Pink Hands Off Me, Sucka, and Give Me Back by Daniela De Jesus, the grand prize winner of the 2021 Bonnie and Terry Berman New Play Award, tonight through Sunday. The play is a kind of fever dream in which a Dominican-American student visiting the throne room of Queen Isabella and King Ferdinand of Spain gets plunged into a hyper-realistic world and landscape at the time of Christopher Columbus. Alec McGillis, Pittsfield native and author of Fulfillment, Winning and Losing in One-Click America, will speak in Roche Reading Park, located next to the Lenox Library, on Sunday at 4 p.m. In his book, the award-winning journalist investigates Amazon's impact on the wealth and poverty of towns and cities across the United States. The Escher String Quartet kicks off the chamber music portion of the season at PS21 in Chatham, New York, next Tuesday, June 8th, at 8 p.m., with a program including Béla Bartók's Quartet No. 6 for strings and the Quartet in D minor for strings, Opus 56, plus works by Jean Sibelius and others. Recipients of an Avery Fisher Career Grant, the Escher was termed by The Guardian, quote, one of the finest quartets of their generation. Grammy-nominated jazz saxophonist and producer Marcus Strickland brings live performance back to the stage at Hudson Hall this weekend with two concerts, featuring the Marcus Strickland Quartet on Saturday at 7 p.m. and Sunday again at 5 p.m. Strickland, who has been hailed as, quote, one of the most creative and adventurous saxophonists on the New York City scene, will present new arrangements of his Twilife repertoire. Strickland's Twilife music is, to me, an accessible reimagining of jazz fusion based in jazz tradition, incorporating a wide range of artists and styles around Afro-Caribbean rhythms and not afraid to embrace pop and funk conventions at times. Tarrytown Music Hall opens its doors for the first time since the COVID lockdown for an intimate one-night-only recital by Grammy Award-winning superstar violinist Joshua Bell next Wednesday, June 9th at 7 p.m. Accompanied by pianist Peter Dugan, Bell will tackle two hallmarks of the violin-piano repertoire, Beethoven's Violin Sonata No. 2 and Ravel's Violin Sonata No. 2, along with additional works to be announced from the stage. Spencertown Academy's Roots and Shoots Streams will broadcast a virtual concert by Brazilian pianist Jovino Santos Neto, a three-time Latin Grammy nominee, on Saturday at 8 p.m. The free solo piano program includes works by Neto's musical mentor Hermeto Pascoal, plus Neto's own Brazilian tone poems. Neto will also pay tribute to great Brazilian composers including Jobim and Ernesto Nazareth. I'm Seth Rogovoy, and that's the Rogovoy Report for this weekend.